I have no predictions about who's going to play and who's not in terms of the guys that have kind of been on the injury report today. So.
Well, how? I mean, I don't. You're not going to say if he's going to play or not, but this has probably been a pretty big week for Robert.
Uh-huh.
Coming back with a foot injury. What's his week been like? What are some of the challenges when you come back from a foot?
Yeah, I think, getting confidence in that and being able to do the things that we ask him to do and the outside linebackers to do, pushing off, those types of things. Also, shaking off, just in general terms, rust from not being on the practice field for a little while. And then also getting conditioning back. There's a lot of little things that go into determining how many plays a player will play when he's missed, a month or more of time. And I think that's kind of where we're at with him now. Is he's made progress. He's done a good job of staying out there and really fighting through those types of things. And we'll try to make a smart decision on Monday.
It'll be a workout 3 hours before kickoff I doubt it.
We'll see how today's, we'll watch today and talk through all the different scenarios about, how the active list or inactive list will affect us, not only on defense, but in the kicking game, and try to make sure that, we're doing the smartest thing for the team.
Eddie was added yesterday. Was that a new or?
Yeah, it was new.
New injuries during the week.
It was.
How concerning.
It was. He should practice today.
You said you're getting ready for Gates to play. If he doesn't, do you still expect Rivers to use the tight end as much? How does that change it if he can't go?
They still, they're still definitely going to use the tight ends. And they've had some guys really step up in situations where he hasn't been on the field. So we're definitely, our game plan is not going to change that dramatically. Our awareness of where he's at on every snap certainly won't be the same if that's the case. But we've game planned all week and are prepared for him to be out there on every snap. And if that's the case, then that's what we got ready for.
Everybody's judged on wins and losses in the league. Mm-hmm. But is a quarterback judge harsher on wins and losses as opposed to a linebacker or a defensive end, at least from the outside?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, quarterbacks are usually associated with a lot of things other than their individual performance. They're judged on leadership, work ethic, how they inspire their teammates, what they did to close a game out in the fourth quarter. Sometimes it doesn't matter what they do in the first three quarters, even though it could have been, a wonderful performance for that period of time. I think that that's just the nature of playing that position. And fair or not, it is the way that it goes. And I think that there's been quarterbacks that are certainly measured highly and may not have all the other numbers and statistics and all the other attributes that some other quarterbacks do because they're great leaders, because for whatever reason they make the right play at the right time at the end of a game. They may throw for 180 yards or 160 yards, but the critical play at the end was the one that they made, and that's what everybody seems to remember. And I think that's understood at this level, and that's what it is.
And my follow-up to that is obviously Kyle's had great production,
yeah,
and done everything you've asked of him.
Yep.
But from the outside, he probably doesn't get as much credit for that because of what your team,
yeah,
record is.
And that's an unfortunate situation. But I think that's not necessarily the end of the story either. We've got more games to play, and our season now is going to be judged about how much we improve and how much Kyle can be a part of that improvement. He's certainly done plenty as an individual and plenty with our offense in the passing game. And I think that offensively and as a group, as a team, now it's going to be, all right, how much can we change the course that we are on, improve, and he's going to be a big part of that. And I know he's excited for the opportunity and the challenge to start that again on Monday night.
Talking about changing the course, Ron, I think it's been since the end of last November and December that you guys have won back-to-back games. I know it's a huge game anyway because it's a division game, but how important is it to string together a couple of games together to kind of reinforce the things you've been teaching?
I think it's what's necessary if you want to do what we want to do. And and you know, we're trying to win every week. Every week we go out there, we try to do the same thing, try to accomplish the same individual goal that week as a team. And I think that our players, they know what they're capable of doing when we go out there and we play really good football. And I think last week reinforced a lot of the things that they knew. And I think that makes everybody feel better about it, but it's only a short term. Got to do it again, and you got to repeat the process. And if you enjoy the process during the week and go out and play well again and coach well, then you know you put yourself in position to have a chance to put together some successive wins and then see where that leads you.
When you looked at the Chargers, have you seen anything, specific things that have enabled them to sort of rally every season here?
We looked at a lot of statistical categories, you know, because certainly don't have enough time to sit there and go back through 4 years of teams just, you know, playing so well in the second half of the season during the course of a game week. It seems that a lot of the things that they weren't necessarily strengths of their team in the first half of the year, whether that be penalties, turnovers, the advantage or disadvantage they had in the first half of the year in terms of special teams yards, you know, did they get outgained by 80 yards a game in the first half and then flipped it over? You know, their ability to put pressure on the quarterback, create negative plays, create more turnovers in the second half than they did in the first half. They seemed to have an uncanny ability to take some of the things that you look at and say, we got an opportunity there, and then flip it on you. And we've really been very conscious of understanding that, because people have tried to make a big deal out of the opportunity of having the kicking game. And to me, those teams had the opportunity, and we'll have an opportunity to go out there and play our best football, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have the same success somebody else had, because this team historically has reversed that and made something that wasn't necessarily a strength, a big positive going down the stretch. And I mean, we're well aware they haven't lost a division game in November and December since 2005, and there's a reason for that. So, you know, we're gonna have to play really good football in a lot of phases, and we really don't care what the statistics say. We just know we're going to get a great performance from them too.
How has Jamal's play been compared to your expectations when you signed him?
You know, he's doing like, you know, he's playing a position that doesn't necessarily get a lot of glory. But it's extremely valuable because when we do a good job of setting the edge in a running game, the ball usually has to go back inside to him. And he's done a nice job of trying to control the center. You know, he gets double teamed off and on like most 3-4 noses do. But he does a good job of carrying out his responsibility and understanding how he fits in the whole scheme of things. He's a very unselfish player, can be dominant, certainly, given the opportunity, if it's one-on-one type situations. Still possesses the ability to really control the inside, and I think he's really showcased that in different ways. And playing back in the 3-4 and being back in that front really, I think, helps you know, his value go up, because that's what we brought him here to do.
How much has all the playing time for Parrish Cox, because of Andre's injury, how much has that accelerated his learning curve?
It's hard to gauge where that's at. I just know that over the course of the long haul, you know, he's definitely going to benefit from all the experiences that he's gone through, good or bad. You know, I think the interesting thing for the one way to gauge a young player when he has to play maybe more than you anticipated is how he plays in the second round of division games, because that's really kind of a telltale sign of, all right, you already played against these guys once, and this is what they hurt you with, and these are the things that you did well against them. And now understanding that they've seen you now too, and we'll see kind of when he comes back around against, you know, Kansas City, Oakland, San Diego for the second time, if he's out there again, you know, just how much he learned and how much we could teach him, and how much he really improved from one to the next. He's playing his best football now. Yeah, he's playing his best football now, no doubt about it. And it's great to see him. He's moving better. He's got more power. I think he's it's been a while now since we've really talked about an issue with him in any regard. So he's starting to play at that level that I know he wants to play at, and he's worked really hard to get there. So it's exciting for our whole group to see him perform like that.